Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. I've got the arduous task if I'm going to do my job and alert the people. And by the way, that's biblical. We're supposed to remain watchful in the final days if that's where we're at. I'm not absolutely convinced we are, but we have to proceed like we are because the signs are there. And I'm commanded to be the watchman. And this is the role that I've been assigned, whether I want to do it or not. Are there other things I'd rather be doing? You bet there are. And I've talked about that before. But this is my mission. I'm here. And I'm going to warn you, there are some really bad things coming. And I've got the arduous task now of going back and pulling out archival data that I've already covered that didn't really get a lot of people's attention because the threat was not immediate. Now these threats are coming into focus. And people are more receptive. Let me give you an example. We have had a number of prominent Soviet Union defectors over the years before the collapse of the Soviet Union. And each one of these people were saying different things, but there was a constant theme: how American society will be undermined by Soviet control of the media and universities and so forth. And this went on for a long time. Now the Chinese have usurped that role and our allegiance has shifted away from Soviet control pre-1989 to now post-1989, the Chinese have taken over this role. And I've got the arduous task of kind of integrating the past. And I'm going to go through in this particular piece and talk very, very clearly about prominent Soviet defectors and what they said they were going to do. And then we can simply project it into the present, and we can see the communist Chinese have picked up the slack. America is a hard nation to conquer. And to conquer it, you've really got to start from within and decimate the country from within so you can negate the tremendous resource advantage we have with military technology and trained personnel to man that technology. It's not an easy task, but the communists of the world have co-opted our government. Our government's clearly communist now, and our government is serving international interests at the expense of American citizens. And that, in part, will be very clear with what we're going to do here in this piece. You know who I am, Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show, and you know we are trying to free America one enslaved mind at a time, but we need your help to amplify our efforts. So what we're going to ask you to do is to share. Share far and wide, because people will think, oh, there he goes again. He's promoting another crisis and this and that and the other. And what I'm doing is really quite the contrary. I'm going through and saying there's historical precedent for the conclusions I'm drawing now. I don't like to appear to ever be on the fringe. That has never, ever been my style in my life. I'm very mainstream. I come out of academia. I come out of athletics. And that's about as mainstream as you get. And that was my identity until John McCain and his loyal band of communists tried to steal my property rights and that of 300 of my rural neighbors. And we had to band together to fight this. And from there, I really started to see the stage four cancer that was growing through the country called communism. And I jumped into this and I fought it kind of half speed, and my friends close to me were saying, Dave, this is your calling. This is what you got to do. You got to give up some things and you've got to do this. So here I am, for better or for worse. And this is a very sobering piece. We're brought to you by Noble Gold. This is my Noble Gold homepage. And sorry for that glitch here a second ago. Listen, we are going through tumultuous times. And for the dollar and the economy, it's not going to end well. Now, I'm hopeful if we as a country begin to do the right things, that we can recover what we have lost and even make it better. But at the core of what we do, we must maintain the Constitution and our Judeo-Christian principles. There's no compromise on that. Now, this being my Noble Gold homepage, I can get the information to you that you're going to need. Let me just say this very, very, very clearly. The dollar is crashing, the banks are failing, and the Dodd-Frank law of 2010 says you're an unsecured creditor and they can take anything connected to the bank, including your retirement and including your bank account. Well, Noble Gold has strategies to deal with all of that. And I know because although I've been an advertiser for 7.5 years for Noble Gold, I've been a customer for 6.5 years. And there's a reason why I keep going back to balance my portfolio. It's not that I'm wealthy, but when the poop hits the fan, I don't want to have a 1929 moment, neither do you. So if you go to DaveHodgesGold.com, and you can see this right here, DaveHodgesGold.com, you can fill out this free information sheet where I will give you a 2024 gold investment guide and learn how to protect your investments. You see how easy this is, and this comes directly to you. And by the way, Noble Gold stepped up its game. They're advertising with all the major people. Okay. And here's what you'll learn: how to set up a self-directed IRA. You'll learn about the taxes, fees, and insurance. They're going to teach you all this, and they can do it in 5 to 10 minutes. IRA approved coins and bars. And by the way, if you do a qualifying retirement conversion, you're going to get a beautiful quarter-ounce gold coin like that. It's absolutely beautiful. It's just their way of saying thank you. Okay. And then there are gold investment options, gold's past performance and future demand gold. Gold has gone up 81% in 5 years. Since Biden's come into power, we've lost 20% of our purchasing power. And I think that's an underestimation. I think it's probably close to about the mid-30s because they only focus on food and housing and so forth and gas. There's a whole lot more to the economy than that, and we're getting destroyed economically. Well, Noble Gold is the hedge against this. Now, I highly recommend that you let me send you this. And in it, you're also going to find that they have a number to call. And I'll give you that number right now because you can skip this step and you can simply go to your phone and call 877 877- 646-5347. 877-646-5347. Or go to DaveHodgesGold.com. By the way, UBS is predicting gold could go to $5,000 an ounce. And if the dollar does hit the proverbial skids and the Saudi Arabia defection to the BRICS nations really pushed us in that big direction, all bets are off. I have a mixture of bullion and coins. Coins can be portable and you can use them for a monetary exchange for goods and services. The bullion is to preserve your wealth. That's how I look at it. They also can store it. You get the idea. Now, I have to give you this warning. The FTC wants me to tell you that anytime you're dealing in investments, there's inherent risk and you should proceed according to all due caution. And that past performance can't be construed with future expectation. Now, we willingly give that warning with every one of our commercials. A lot of our competition doesn't, and I think they're crazy for not doing it. We want to be above board and let you know. But you know what the real risk is, in my opinion? Leaving your damn money in the bank along with your retirement. You keep doing that. You're going to have a 1929 moment, and then you'll find out the meaning of the Dodd-Frank law of 2010. Noble Gold. DaveHodgesGold.com, 877-646-5347. What we want to talk about right now is the planned demise of the United States when the Soviet Union knew they couldn't defeat the United States. With direct military conflict, we could outspend them. We spent them into the poorhouse. There was a time in Russia that the KGB went Russian mafia, and you couldn't buy anything without going through the mafia with all black market. Putin's cleaned a lot of that up, but I want you to understand one thing. Putin is from the era of the defectors I'm going to talk about. He's of this mindset. He would like to probably have some peaceful coexistence where he can build Russia up and regain the Russian Empire. And he sees Donald Trump as a possible partner in this. And this is why I think he hasn't started launching tactical nuclear weapons at NATO, because he's hoping against hope that Trump will get elected. Although he did say after the Manhattan conviction, in the most bogus trial in U.S. history, he did say, "There's no American politicians I can deal with." He reacted very strongly to this. So I don't know where this is at, but I want to make one point clear that I've already stated. The Russian part of this began to fade after the fall of Russia. It continued in the 90s and ended a little bit to the 2000s, but China began to take over these functions, and they did it with direct bribery, whether it's campaign contributions, business opportunities, whatever it would be. But they own the governors for the most part. China owns most of the governors. China owns a lot of the universities, the major ones. Everything's pro-China, pro-this, pro-that. And they're into cultural, Maoist cultural revolution strategies. And let's go through and see what the Russians said. And we'll see this not only was happening in the time of Putin's youth, but it is also happening today in our society, just under a different communist flag. Okay, first guy that I want to look at here, and I made this comment right here too, and you need to understand this. Putin treats his people better than we do. He doesn't embrace woke. He embraces economic growth. He wants to see the standard of living increase simply because he doesn't want a revolution. I think his war is reckless. But I think we're dumber than Putin for a lot of reasons we won't get into here. But Putin is not to be trusted. Although I say there's things about him that make him superior to the way our government operates, the Russians are not our friends, and neither are the Chinese. And you need to understand that going forward. The only thing these people really, truly respect is power, the power to put them into a grave. And we're giving that up right now. All right, Bezmenov. He was well-renowned media propaganda expert, and he defected to the United States in 1970. He subsequently exposed the KGB's subversive tactics against American society. This is the conqueror within. Bezmenov concluded a number of interviews in which he said how Marxist ideology was deconstructing American values by controlling the media. This is absolutely huge, people. And this would ultimately demoralize the country, destabilize the economy, provoke crises in order to Sovietize the United States. And Bezmenov is well renowned for revealing the Russian doctrine of ideological subversion. That means turn us into a bunch of perverts. Okay, now, has this been effective? Well, let's look at it. In 1970, abortion was not yet legal. You know, we got people supporting what they call partial birth abortion. It's murder. It's murder. Now, I believe that life begins at conception. Heartbeats and brainwave activities, 6 months. You have to make your decision about what you believe. But abortion was not legal here. Americans, by and large, trusted their government. And comparative use in the of profanity in the media was rare. Now, check this out. This is huge. 250 corporations controlled 95% of the media. Instead, today, six corporations control the same percentage. And we have seen perversion upon perversion in the mainstream media. Lifestyles that were besmirched. And people were the victim of prejudice, which I don't agree with. I don't have to agree with the lifestyle choice, but no one deserves to be persecuted, discriminated against, and the victim of violence for what they believe or practice as long as they're not harming other people. It's free will. God gives you free will to choose his way or Satan's way. There is no in between. There is no in between. There's no sitting on the fence, and I'm kind of, no, you're not kind of. You're one or the other. And, you know, people have to answer to God at the end of days for their choices. And that's my position on this. So I'm not someone that comes out and says, oh, we need to get these people, damn these people, lock them all up. That's not something I believe in. Now, this media, okay, consolidation, and the presence of media plants such as Anderson Cooper, ex-CIA operative, has gone a long way towards achieving the Russian goals. And all you have to do, go back and just watch. You know, my wife loves watching the Leave It to Beaver reruns. How harmless can that be? I'm thinking, if my wife has to have a vice, that's a pretty damn good vice to have. You don't hear one cuss word. You hear respect towards parents, honor thy father and mother. You hear that very clearly. And you see young kids, two young kids at different ages dealing with different challenges. The Beaver and Wally, they're dealing with each in their own issues. Beaver in grade school and Wally in high school. And then the parents struggle with how we deal with our kids as they're growing up and what we want to teach them. That was the show. You don't see any hint of sexual immorality. You don't see any hint of drug use at all. Today, our media honors these perversions. And the language is filthy. Now, occasional cuss word for a point of emphasis, I don't have a problem with that. But I hear on the shows, and some of the shows I even admire, like Suits, they promote all the evil stuff. And I just say in my mind, they're wrong and they're making a mistake. Okay. And when they're dropping F-bombs, I just, like I said, I don't appreciate it. Does it make me not watch it? No, because it's part of society. It's just the way we are today. Now, let's go to Lunev. The former Russian colonel, and he was the highest ranking military officer to defect, and he did so in 92 after Boris Yeltsin came to power. Luna's information was so volatile but accurate that the CIA, DIA, FBI, NSA placed Lunev, where he remains to this day, well, until he died, in the FBI Witness Protection Program. He served as the top GRU agent in America in the 80s and 90s. Have you ever seen the show The Americans? It was on USA. I don't know if that show's made a comeback on any of the movie channels. It should. It was fantastic because it showed two Russian agents made to be married together. They were trained separately and they met upon marriage. And they were in America and they gave birth to two American children. But they carried out Soviet subversive activities. And you could see they really believed in the Soviet cause. And they had some justification because of the overreach that capitalism can engage in. And then you see the struggle with the kids, and they were keeping from the kids what they did. They had a fake business, a travel business. And I really recommend this because a lot of what I'm talking about here shows up in that show, The Americans. And unlike a lot of shows, they actually gave you closure. And I won't give you a spoiler alert here, but if you can get your hands on that series, it's entertaining, it's great acting, and it's politically extremely accurate. And it reflects a lot of what I'm going to say here. Now, when Lunev went into the Witness Protection Program, he gave chapter and verse involving intelligence information about what they knew about America's defenses and recommended war strategies of Russia towards America. And some of what we learned was shocking because we realized how vulnerable he was, we were. Now, in 97, he was allowed to publish Through the Eyes of the Enemy. And in the book, Lunev reports that Russia, despite losing the Cold War, continues its war preparations designed to conquer the US by stealth. Now, if the Russians are still doing this, and I imagine they're doing some of it, it's not the Hillary Clinton, they're stealing our election. That's all nonsense. Do they try to influence? Yeah, you're darn right. They have preferred candidates they'd rather deal with, like Trump or Hillary Clinton, who'd start a nuclear war at the drop of a hat. So they have a vested interest, but it's not them that's stealing the elections. It's the rhinos and the Democrats. And in Arizona, the rhinos steal elections from conservative Republicans more than the Democrats do. So Lunev really espoused this. Okay. Now, here's something that we all should be very concerned about with future terrorism. Lunev served as a special agent to the FBI and CIA, as well as many large corporations. He's best known for revealing the missing 100 missing suitcase nuclear bombs and what would happen if they were ever smuggled across the border, or a dirty bomb, or choose your weapon of the day. This is something that we really need to be concerned about. And yet we have totally open borders. This is a treasonous president in the face of what he knows to be true and what his administration knows to be true. And they continue to expose this country to irreversible damage. Okay, next person here that really set the stage for what we're talking about, Viktor Suvorov, a Russian intelligence analyst, revealed Russia's top secret plans to attack the United States after he defected to England. He worked as intelligence analyst for the GRU with elite Russian special forces, and he warned of Russia's true intentions after the Russian high command has succeeded in getting Pentagon officials to let down their guard and engage in mostly one-sided technological transfer. Some people are saying that these hypersonic ballistic missiles that we talk about with Russia, or the capabilities of the Russian submarines now, oh, they can't match what we do. No, we gave them what we have. And I'll tell you why we did. It's what Eisenhower warned about with the military-industrial complex. He said their effect was unprecedented, said we put them in a position where they basically run the country. And he said it's unwarranted because it's unconstitutional. They usurp power from elected officials. Now, here's what we know they did in the Cold War. Number one, the CIA, which was one of their broker agents, grossly overestimated the Soviet nuclear threat so we could keep producing, keep producing, keep producing, and the profits keep growing for the military-industrial complex, and it puts America further and further into debt. It was a money-making venture. The Russians didn't have half of the operating missiles that we said they had. We lied. And then with detente, right? With detente, we agreed to engage in technology transfer. This was a way that the military-industrial complex could make Russia a formidable adversary at a future date by supplying them with the technology through these technology transfers that were carried out by treasonous presidents like Carter. Yeah, Jimmy Carter, big time traitor. Obama. Did it happen under Reagan? Yes. Did Reagan fight against it? Yes. Ask yourself why Hinckley shot him. Oh, he wanted to impress Jodie Foster. If you believe that BS, I got swampland in Florida to sell you. But this was a deliberate attempt on the military-industrial complex part, which, by the way, Nikki Haley is their main representative. Should scare the hell out of you that she's still lingering around presidential nomination, because she's one of them. Now, having said that, Suvorov made this really, really clear. We got technology transfer. We're going to catch up to the U.S., and they're there today. Can they match all of NATO? No. But then you enter in the Chinese factor, and the ballgame changes. Okay, then we had Anatoly Golitsyn. He fled to the United States to warn Americans about Russia's secret plan to attack the United States. Golitsyn was considered to be among the first and foremost revealing the subject of secret Russian plans to attack. He authored the book, The Perestroika Deception. Golitsyn wrote about the deceitful intent behind the Leninist strategy in which present-day communists are actively pursuing as they fake American-style democratization efforts in Russia. Now, under Putin, they've actually had some legitimate reforms. You can go to church and worship, you just can't criticize the government. Well, there's no difference between that and being a 501c3 church where you can't criticize the government or you lose your tax deduction. In Russia, they throw you in prison or worse. In America, they take you into IRS court and bankrupt you. Okay, yeah, the Russian system of justice is more harsh, but the effect is the same. It's a chilling effect on how honest pastors can be, for the most part, with its parishioners. Okay, so the Russian goal was to achieve technological convergence with the West solely on Russian terms through a series of one-sided disarmament agreements. our inspections of Russia and the detente demilitarization efforts in the 80s, late 80s, and the 90s mostly, it was so one-sided, it was crazy. We weren't allowed to go into certain facilities. Why? Because the Soviets just moved their nuclear weapons there. They didn't commit much detente. We did. They didn't. Equalizing the ball field so we can justify to lawmakers, you got to keep spending, 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 spending. And then the globalists get their way because America spent itself into nation-ending debt. These are the fathers of this internal demise of America. But what the Russians didn't do really, really well, maybe outside Alger Hiss and some other influences they had with politicians, but the Chinese have taken this to a new level. The Chinese really understand through honeypots, right? Chinese spies having affairs with American politicians. Oh, we've documented this nine times Sunday, and it's been admitted to. And some of the offenders still serve on the Senate Intelligence Committee. That I just find that remarkable. But nonetheless, when we take a look at this problem, the Chinese really understood how to get it into home base. And then they began to subvert the young through the control of the universities. They're not teaching, for the most part, the hardcore academics they taught before. Theoretical physics has been replaced in large part by DEI. And you must take core inclusive context courses to graduate. What a load of BS. But it takes the eye off the ball about producing the best and the brightest in large volumes. When you look at the number of nuclear physicists that China's graduating to us, you can clearly see how this is going to end. And then you take governors like Ducey, previous governor in Arizona. Okay, the Chinese built up his cold stolen creamery, which was a failing business with franchises in dispute with each other. And then he's the governor and he makes this bold proclamation at the National Governors Association. He said, "We love doing business with China because they buy our rare earth minerals that they need for their military." That was in 2017. And then you have Governor Kemp of Georgia. No wonder he wouldn't stand up for Trump against voter fraud. Trump was destroying China's control over America. He flipped the trade deficit. And here's Kemp, won't lift a finger, and he knew the corruption that existed in the Georgia voting system, and he did nothing. And Kemp knew the votes were counted in China and in Italy. He knew that, wouldn't speak up, still won't today. And he's on the Chinese payroll pretty much the same as Biden is. And that's been well documented. But it's not just them, it's pervasive. See, here's what the Russians really did well. They helped to create the American Communist Party, who, by the way, endorsed Barack Obama when he ran for president both times. The Democratic Socialists, which Bernie Sanders is a member of, by the way, Bernie did his honeymoon in Red Square. I'm not making that up. But the Democratic Socialist is a feed-in to the American Communist Party. I detailed archival information I had gathered years ago of prominent politicians then and now, like Ocasio-Cortez today, and I published that a list again at the commonsenseshow.com. And you could go through and you could just see who belonged to the Democratic Socialist Party. Kamala Harris. I mean, Maxine Waters. Are you surprised? They're communists. See, it's not an adjective to insult someone. You're a communist. That used to be an insult we would level at people that we didn't like. Oh, you're just a communist. It's like saying you're a butthole. I mean, same kind of comment. Today, it's accurate. These people are communists. In particular, they're Bolshevik communists. Engaging also in Marxist cultural revolution, which the Chinese have brought into the equation. So, when we look at the demise of America from within, it's done with three groups. Russia is the first mover, China comes in, takes it over, and adds to the depth and breadth of what they're doing. And then our corrupt politicians that allow themselves to be bought off and compromised. And they're often compromised at sex parties. And a lot of times they're not even guilty. I mean, Nick Bryant taught me this when he wrote his book called The Franklin Scandal. And I interviewed him on it a couple times. And Nick made the point, and he's right. And my friend Bill Pollack said the same thing. Some of these politicians, when they're first inaugurated, they're told to go to a party and they have no idea what they're getting into, and all kinds of crazy stuff's going on. And they're photographed being there. Now, they may not have engaged anything. They might have been sickened and disgusted. They made an excuse to leave early. They did nothing wrong, but they're there. And pictorially and with videography, they are there and they are guilty by association. So their votes are owned. And guess who puts on the parties? The CIA. And guess who they're working for? The entities designed to bring this country down. Now, don't get mad at me, CIA employees. If you're doing work for the CIA and you're gathering intelligence and doing this and that and the other, and you can see how it helps America, there's two CIAs. There's the cover, and then there's the real power behind the CIA, and they are not loyal to the United States. And this is why John Kennedy wanted them out of the way. And this is why they orchestrated the plot to kill John Kennedy. Oh, yeah, Tucker Carlson and I are in complete agreement on that point. So when we look at the overthrow of America, Russia, China, corrupt politicians, control the media, okay, and the psychological techniques used to mold opinions, okay, first of all, you're taught you can't accomplish anything, government's too big, learned helplessness, confirmation bias, repeat the lie often enough, people come to believe it. The old Nazi ideology. And then, of course, they control the media so they can just bombard you with endless falsehoods. In fact, I said this again yesterday, and it fits right here. William Casey, the former director of the CIA, said, "We know we've been successful when everything the American people believe is a lie." And this is where we're at. See, we should be rising up right now and jailing people who engage in communist practices and have associations with China. Mitch McConnell makes $25 million a year on one of his forms for congressional for senatorial disclosure for finance when he runs for office. Okay, you know how he gets that? His wife, who is also a member of the cabinet, her parents control the six major ports in China. And Mitch McConnell makes money off that. You think that affects his vote? Well, it really does. He slow walks everything for Taiwan, and he basically fraternizes with the Chinese and gives them every trade advantage with every bill he sponsors. He's a traitor. He belongs in prison along with his wife. I don't know how to make it any more clear. Also, another problem we have in Congress, aside from these two nations, is dual citizenship. If you're a representative of the US government, you're an elected representative, you're elected to represent one country. If you have your foot in another country with a dual citizenship, you should be ineligible to hold office. And this is also part of the reason why we're being betrayed. These aren't simple things. We have people in Congress who, if you really understood their background, whether it's Democratic Socialist Party, owned by China, a dual citizenship with whatever country, and we see most of them have these conflicts of interest, and then you understand why nothing ever gets done for us. Illegal aliens treated better than American citizens, war veterans allowed to live on the street with no assistance, illegal aliens put up in nice hotels. You have a problem with that? I have a problem with that. But the roots of it were right here. And they like you to know these things. The purveyors of the overthrow of America want you to know how corrupt your politicians are. And they don't have to worry because you got the mafioso Merrick Garland who will never prosecute any of them for anything. Doesn't matter what they do. He can be guilty of contempt of Congress. Oh, he is. And we can send supporters of Trump to prison, like Bannon, right? Okay, remember him? Okay. And also, too, other people that were lawyers for Trump are in jail. Why? Because they were found in contempt of Congress. Peter Navarro, lawyer to Trump, doesn't have to testify in any court, any investigative body ever, because he has client attorney confidentiality responsibilities. Could be disbarred if he gave testimony. And then he had executive privilege because he's an advisor to the president. But he sits in prison today because he defied a J6 congressional order to testify. Contempt of Congress, prison for him. Contempt of Congress for mafioso Merrick Garland, nothing. Nothing. And this is at the root of it. This is why I had to go through and give you the historical lesson. Because then, when I start to tell you about the FEMA camps that exist and what their real purpose is and what they intend to do with people like you and me, then I will have established a baseline of credibility here. Because you have people that are employed in this government, also elected officials who are working to bring you harm. Now, some people are so stupid, they can't see their life around them is collapsing economically, socially, culturally, politically. They know things are a mess, but they think somehow this is just the way that it's supposed to be. No, this is an orchestrated plot, and it has an end game. And when I talk about the FEMA camps, it's an end game. And I'm going to tell you, there's some irresponsible people out there telling you about FEMA camps today. Okay, I watched about an 11, 12-minute presentation the other day. They're building FEMA camps all over the country. Oh, no, they're not. No, they're not. They're maybe constructing a few facilities here and there, but not many. They don't have to. And in the next presentation, I'm going to explain to you why they don't have to. And if they started constructing, let's say they built 500 FEMA camps, okay, and this massive construction project was going on, black budget couldn't keep something that secret because people have eyes to see and they would see what's going on. Well, what is this for? And gee, there's no prisoners in there. Well, why are they doing this? And they got barbed wire and big fences and warning signs. If we had very many of those, this would not escape the public scrutiny. We were constructing this today, so they're not building them everywhere. It was the most ridiculous presentation of FEMA camps I've ever seen. I'm going to walk you through the legislation, and I'm going to show you how they're bringing this in a fairly covert fashion. And some of their supporters who are helping them are going to shock you. They're going to shock your sensibilities, yet the proof is omnipresent. And honestly, I don't think they care if we know, because a lot of them think it's too late for us to rise up and do anything about it. But beware of people that give you these FEMA camp proclamations without some kind of documentation. And I heard one this week, and I just wanted to throw up. And it's from someone who supposedly has a lot of respect. And I think you're doing a disservice. Tell what's really going on. And in the presentations I'm not seeing, hey, FM 39.4. If I were to tell you before yesterday, Americans can be executed for protesting ATP-3, 39.33. I showed you the documentation and I showed you how loosely worded it is. So, simply by civil disobedience, they have the right to use deadly force against you. That's why the murderer of Ashley Babbitt, Capitol policeman, why he'll never be prosecuted. You would never have believed that if I had not brought out the documentation. Here's what they can do, here's what the law says. And here's the latitude of decision-making field commanders have. I painstakingly went through that line by line by line and in these sections. And when we're dealing with these highly volatile topics like FEMA camp, concentration camps, we have to be detailed. We have to show you can have inside sources. But along with the inside sources, you better have collaborative data that somewhat supports what you're saying. And most of it should come from the government itself. This is why I do a show called Hiding in Plain Sight. There's not much the government can keep secret from you. Most of their intelligence is open source. When you get into classified stuff that's closed source, you go to prison for revealing it. And the people that gave it to you go to prison. But if you reveal open source data, you're on pretty firm ground. The bottom line is, if you do it in such a way that causes civil disobedience, you're going to have a murky future. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the fight of our lives. We are absolutely in the fight of our lives. And all the evidence for that is in plain view for those who care to look at it. We're going to do that in the next presentation, in the next segment of this show. Thank you so much for joining us. Check us out at the commonsenseshow.tv. What do we have there? Expert guests, typically. Sometimes I'll talk on topics I know, but mostly it's expert guests. They'll talk about an issue, they'll bring light to it, and then they'll say, here are some solutions. There's nothing like that. And it's popular. We're getting 5-star ratings on the world's major platforms. Check us out, thecommonsenseshow.tv. We'll see you over there. Thank you for joining us in this presentation. Hey, everybody. Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. And it's stories like these that need to be put back in the faces of would-be Democratic voters. They need to see that when Dave Hodges uses the term satanic Bolshevik communists, I'm not using pejorative, derogatory adjectives. They're an accurate depiction of what runs justice these days in America, satanic Bolshevik communism. And this is going to be on full display in this particular article. We would ask that you would share this far and wide. By the way, we need to take a look at our health because we're coming up on some bad, bad, bad times. We're already in them for a lot of people. America's in the midst of crumbling as we speak. And a lot of Americans are suffering greatly. You're going to need to be in the best shape you can be in. So, therefore, what we want you to know is that there's a lot of fraud out there in the food industry. And a lot of people don't understand that losing weight is not just about carbs and fat, okay, about being healthy. If you could just flip a switch in your body, you could flush out all the fat. Well, this is what Stephen Gundry has done. And he calls it caloric bypass. Dr. Stephen Gundry has had tremendous success with what we're going to teach you about. He's lost 70 pounds, kept it off over 20 years, and it's absolutely phenomenal what's going on. His digestive issues are gone. Skin looks healthier, his joints don't hurt, and he's in better shape and feels younger than he did 20 years ago. Now, he wants to show you how he did it in a free video. And this free video has been witnessed by over 20 million people. And you can watch it and learn more about what we call the healthyfat.com/Dave. The healthy fat. Want to lose weight? Want to feel better? Thehealthyfat.com/Dave. Link is, if you're watching in social media, is at the bottom of the description page. Click it on healthyfat.com/Dave and start your journey to better health. Well, we're going to do a screen share here for a second. And I have so many things open. I'm hoping I get to the right place here. This is just unbelievable what I'm going to be showing you. You're just going to be shocked. A death sentence, in effect, has been issued for a 75-year-old peaceful abortion, operative word, protester. We're going to go over to the Gateway Pundit. You see the URL up there. There's the title. Again, I'm going to say the terms satanic Bolshevik communism. Bolsheviks engage in social and cultural revolution. That's what abortion is. It's murder. Bolsheviks deny First Amendment rights. Bolsheviks use justice system to persecute political enemies. They've done that. Satanic people defend the killing of innocent life. Oh, really? What's post-birth abortion? So let me share this thought with you, okay? Let's say you're 30 years old. You do something I don't like, and I commit a heinous act of violence that results in your death. And I go to trial and I say, ooh, this is post-birth abortion. Abortion, post-birth abortion. Easy for me to say. Yeah. Well, that's what these people do. But first of all, I think it's undeniable. Life begins at conception. You've got brain waves in a fetus at 6 months. You've got. This is just beyond the pale how what a degraded society we live in. I'm going to read to you the headline here, and then I'm going to show you a little over a minute of film, a video here of this woman. And for those of you that don't have access to the video, then I'll describe it for you. But the Biden DOJ convicted Paula Harlow last year of federal conspiracy against rights and face offenses for peacefully protesting an abortion clinic in D.C. back in 2020. U.S. Satanic District Judge Colleen Coller-Cotelli, a Clinton appointee, sentenced Harlow to 24 months in prison. This woman is 75 years of age. Now, before I even show you this, let me just point out something. The Hur report. Biden knowingly and willingly took national security documents as vice president, kept them as a private citizen. The hypocrisy is Trump's on trial for doing the same thing, but as president, which he had the right to do. Vice president, private citizen, no right to do. He also shared these documents with people helping him write a book in which he made $8 million. So it's treason for profit. Treason for profit. But we're not going to prosecute this guy, said the report, and recommended the DOJ they do so because he's an old man with a feeble memory. And yeah, okay. Well, this is an older lady. And she didn't endanger national security. In fact, shall we go to the obvious evidence? Whoops, obvious evidence here. And this is just something I just. You can see the lady in the background. Tell me what they're doing. They're praying. They're inside a waiting area for an abortion clinic, okay? A death chamber prior to going into the showers, right? For the baby. And they're praying. Do these look like dangerous people to you? They're praying. There we go. There's this terrorist going to prison for 24 months. Police are there to arrest them. Now, first of all, do they have the First Amendment right to say what they're saying? Yes, but not according to this satanic Bolshevik communist judge, Cotelli. She says no, and she mocked her faith at the trial. She made fun of her being a Christian. This is clearly a violation of her First Amendment rights. But in satanic Bolshevik America, no justice will be delivered. This lady is not the picture of health. My fear is she will die in captivity. She's a political prisoner. And this is what these people do. And on a broader, more global scale, this judge is clearly making a politically expedient ruling for herself and her career, at least by estimation. She wants to move up. And the way you move up is to support the globalist depopulation agenda, which is exactly what these people are praying against. Harlow is a hero. And she's probably been sentenced to death. Her crime here is simple trespass. But this is a lot like J6, where people walk on the Capitol grounds sometimes without opposition, interacted with the guards, didn't vandalize anything. They were just there. That's trespass. But some of them are in prison, and they have been for 3.5 years and still haven't seen their lawyer or been brought up on charges. And this is okay with this government. This is okay with the Uniparty. But it's worse in the Democratic Party. In fact, we're actually going to break down in later segments in the show today. We're going to break down the Uniparty and just how destructive it is by invoking a little historical analysis, but then additionally applying it to modern times. But when I look at these people here protesting, the net effect of what they're doing at the most is they're annoying someone. They're not interfering in anyone's abortion rights. They're trying to appeal to their conscience and the law of the creator of the universe, the God Almighty. But that's the extent of what they're doing. Does this deserve a potential death sentence? Joe Biden can't be sentenced for national security threats to the nation for personal profit. But this woman, for trying to stand up for the rights of the unborn, is facing a death sentence. If ever you've shared anything with liberal Democrats, show this to them. At minimum, it'll expose to themselves the denial they're operating under that they serve Satan. This is clearly a satanic agenda. And I don't think you can look at this any other way. I am thoroughly disgusted with what we've become. And I simply ask you to do your moral and civic duty. Now, the Supreme Court could step in on an emergency basis and grant a stay of the execution of this sentence. But they're almost as bad as Catelli. There's two Supreme Court justices worth a damn, and they're both under extreme attack because they can't be swayed or intimidated. Amy Coney Barrett has been intimidated. Roberts has been compromised for a very long time. Kavanaugh and Gorsuch are politically expedient. They like to take the path of least resistance, even though Kavanaugh was the victim of an attempted assassination. Oh, that's right. He's intimidated. We have no Supreme Court check on this. The mayor of D.C. could grant a stay of sentencing. She won't. She's for baby killing, and she doesn't care who dies. You should be thoroughly disgusted. You should be embarrassed to call yourself an American in this day and age of how we're behaving. And gee, I didn't even bring up the fact that we advocate for cutting kids' genitals off before they're even old enough to understand what the issues are. Oh, I just did. Or that you take a sweet girl like Caitlin Clark and she can't even have a moment's peace in the WNBA. This is the country we live in now. And we're going to actually break this down in a later segment. What's really the agenda going on here? Well, I'll tell you this, the overarching agenda is depopulation. That's why abortion's so heavily defended, and why the Biden administration honors every type of sexual lifestyle that does not end in procreation. And if you're a traditionalist in terms of what you believe about the family, mom, dad, the kids, then you're an enemy of the state. And you see right here, what do they do with an enemy of the state when they speak up? Yeah, they risk their lives. We'll see you back here next time. Make sure you check us out at thecommonsenseshow.tv for the very best and investigative reporting. That's thecommonsenseshow.tv.